everyone. Happy Thursday. I almost got my date wrong. I hope everybody's having a divine week. This episode is very special. We have Asette with us, who is a holistic coach and gut specialist, and she's here to share all of her wisdom with us today, and I'm very excited. We've been trying to get her on the podcast for the past 2 months, and it finally is happening because, you know, God has definitely granted us this opportunity, so I'm so happy that she's here with us. So, Asette, please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Okay. Thank you for having me. It's been a journey trying to get here with you, but we made it. I am Asette. I am a holistic specialist based on my own issues, and I think that most holistic people are holistic and they're coaches based on the issues that they have had in the past, and they have noticed that they became successful with it and they decided to help others based on their conditions and where they are at this present time. So that's where my course came from, my forward momentum. So I've been doing this for about going on 17 years. It's probably more at this point, but, you know, time passes by fast, so I really can't, you know, gauge it anymore. But it's been a beautiful journey because the more I study, the more I see how vast this area is, and it always keeps me as a student. So I love to share the information that I have because I found that most of the time people don't have this information, and a lot of times doctors aren't privy of it. To it either. So it's my biggest pleasure to be able to share this kind of information and then help heal people naturally.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that you gave us a little input on like who you are and what holistic, you know, just lifestyle means to you. And as you said, it's holistic, is the whole aspect of natural and beginning your journey and feeling whole. And I love that you were able to emphasize on that. So just tell us a little bit about your upbringing. How was your childhood growing up? And were you aware of what holistic lifestyle was, or what, you know, the importance of gut health at that point of your life?
I'm glad you asked that part because it started in the childhood. But when I look back, because I always look back, I feel that holistic, people think that holistic is really food, and it's not. It's a mindset. So when you look back on life and see where life has directed you based on your past, you start seeing, you know, where things come from, why you are in a space where you are, and you also can observe how you get where you are, if there are any improvements or not. So when I look back in my past based on my health wise, I grew up in New Orleans and a native, and we have some amazing foods. People from all around the world travels to New Orleans for the entertainment and the food. And a lot of people don't realize that even though the food is amazing, it is not the best foods. So being a native, it has been I would like to say pleasure, but more of a unaware, pleasurable setback, because we have access to all the cool foods that most people die to have. You know, they can't wait to visit New Orleans to eat these kind of foods. So I have been blessed enough to have a home where be brought up in homes where my mom did cook her food, and my aunts did, and my grandmother as well. I was raised around these women who, you know, never believed in really, you know, going out to eat. So I picked up a lot of my skills in the kitchen from these women. So I had a huge advantage on most people in New Orleans versus, you know, growing up with the hot sausage sandwiches, the fried, you know, po' boys, the shrimps and all that stuff. You know, snowballs, you know, we've had them, but it wasn't like it was always accessible because my mom did not. They would say that we were poor, but I didn't see it. You know, I didn't notice that, you know, we were on that poverty line. But my mom did a really good job making sure that we didn't miss a beat on anything, you know, our style of living, our household, you know, so she didn't really indulge us into a lot of those fancy kind of, you know, fun foods like New Orleans will offer it. If she did give it to us, it was home-based. It was cooked. So I understood the benefits of, you know, eating at home and, you know, and the luxuries of eating at home. I call it a luxury, especially growing up now. So we didn't have, you know, a lot of that stuff that kills a lot of people today in New Orleans, you know, that caused them to have a lot of heart conditions and kidney issues and stuff like that. But I did have the pleasures of having a candy lady next door, you know, or go and walk to school and you can take 5 cents and go up to the candy lady and get a whole big bag of candy, you know, just on your way. And that's where a lot of my downfall hit, because they did have the praline candy. They did have the snowballs, not the snowballs, but the frozen cups, you know, those kind of things that's packed with a lot of sugar. So the more I aged, even in my younger years, I noticed that I was having gut issues, but I didn't think about it being a gut issue. I just knew I was always constipated, like around maybe 15, 16, 17 years old. You know, I never paid attention to it until that time. So I would do things to help me go to the bathroom, which I didn't know that that was really an issue, but I knew it was an issue because my body felt uncomfortable. You know, it's just an innate feeling where you're like, I gotta go, but why can't I go? So, and growing up, you know, going to school, walking by yourself, having a little money in your pocket, you know, we had, we didn't have the bus. We didn't catch the bus. We caught the streetcar. I did. So the streetcar would pass. I would have to walk, you know, buy candy ladies or either K&B, you know, which is like a Rite Aid nowadays, or CVS. Those stores were always next to the station, the bus stops and things like that. So I would always take about $3 to $5 and go and give me a big old bag of Skittles or something that was huge, you know, and by the time I came home, that bag was gone. So one of the benefits of living with my mom was that she made sure that we brushed our teeth. You know, I didn't do flossing because she never really emphasized that part, but she emphasized brushing my teeth. And I was grateful to know that I didn't ever have a cavity, you know, at least based on eating the kind of candy that I was eating, you know. So, but I did develop those gut issues. So as I aged into my older years, when I turned 25, I was told by somebody, I can't remember who it was, but they say, when you turn 25, you're going to start feeling your pains. And when I turned 25, I started feeling pains, and it progressed. It got worse and worse. And when I turned 35, 10 years later, I had the body of an 80-year-old. And it was all based on my gut. You know, my gut was really like kicking my tail, and I didn't know that the gut was causing all these other issues that I was having. So that's how my childhood years curtailed where I am today in that arena.
Thank you so much, Issa. You said so many things that are very vital in this topic and pertaining to how our childhood really does impact us. Mm-hmm. Not knowing, you know, either our social class, right? Why the reason they were eating certain foods, and those can really impact us growing up. And I do agree with you. New Orleans is definitely known for their food. It's called the Big Easy for a reason.
For a reason.
I've been there twice, and I honestly can say that I love New Orleans. But most importantly, I can see how the food is amazing as far as taste. But when it comes to your health, it's really not the best, because in the long run, you're eating all of those fatty foods like po' boy and all of the catfish and, you know, all of the fire food, and that does impact you overall. But, you know, living in New Orleans, sometimes people are not able to afford the foods, like afford healthy foods, like you said, and that's, those foods are accessible to them. And, you know, at times we don't really think about how is this going to help me in the future, how is it going to impact my child's health, because that's all that you can feed them. Mm-hmm. And it's very empowering that you are able to acknowledge, you know, how your upbringing really did impact your health and how impacted the type of foods that you ate and how it led to you being 25 and dealing with gut issues. And now, you know, holistic coach, expert, and then a gut health expert. So it's really vital, as you said, to really be mindful about what we're consuming and being, you know, very careful about what we're even feeding our family members, right? And mm-hmm. not to make anybody feel bad about their social class level, but if we can opt for a healthier diet that can really depict our lifestyle and our quality of life. So thank you so much for inciting on that. Mm-hmm. So my next question would be, how did you become a holistic coach and gut expert?
Well, when I went to California, I kind of manifested being in California while I was in New Orleans because I noticed that there was a lot of mental anguish, you know, that was happening, you know, so I decided to join the military, and it was a benefit. It was a blessing joining in because they took me to the place where in which I wanted to go. So I joined the military, got out, and I was talking to an enlightened friend of the family, which is, you know, his name is Paul Guthrie. He introduced the terminology organic and commercially grown foods. He was on a journey. He went on a journey at that point in his life. He bypassed the journey. He began to, you know, he was fasting for a while, and I was intrigued by the terminology. And I was like, why is there such a thing called organic foods and commercially grown foods? You know, so I began to do my homework. Shout out to Paul Guthrie, because he's the reason for the season. So he, so when he introduced that information to me, just those words alone, you know, I began to study more upon what that meant. And I noticed that there was a division going on. And I start questioning, why is there a division between organic and commercially grown? Shouldn't everybody be eating the same quality of food? So I start, you know, just digging and realizing there's a huge disadvantage to people who are eating commercially grown foods. And why? What does that mean? You know, and who is it targeting, right? So I continue to study and study herbs and realize how food has been triggering the body based on commercially grown and organic. And I started realizing more, you know, how the land had been depleted since the 50s of natural herbs. And then it continued to drive me into, you know, deeper studies with antiquities, you know, understanding how it was going on back in the days, further beyond, you know, what we are living in the United States, culture wise and things like that. And I just continue to like just dig and understand that, you know, food can be death, and food can also be wellness. You know, even if it is good food, it still can bring you to your demise if you don't understand how to use this tool. So, you know, I begin to help one person in particular with the studies that I had, because I understood that food is a tool, you know, to help the system, the biology of the body to perform a certain way. It's a function, it's a system, it's how do you operate the system? And most of the time, people don't care to understand the manual of the body. They don't mind understanding how the manual of a car works. They don't understand how the manual of something that they're interested in, but it found to be, why would people be more interested in everything else outside of themselves? So I had one person, after all the studying that I was doing, and I was still in the learning space, one person that I knew had liver issues. So, you know, I was like, okay, got liver issues. Let me see how I can study up on a liver and see how the body operates towards the liver. Like, why is the liver acting this way? What makes the liver tick? You know, what makes it talk? you know, how can I, which foods are, you know, impacting the liver? What is it doing? You know, how can we fix it? Is it fixable? You know, so I begin to ask these inquisitive questions on just this one organ, you know, and a lot of stuff start coming to me with simple answers in response. You know, are you getting enough sunshine? You know, the liver operates off of vitamin D and protein. You know, are you getting protein in your body? What kind of protein in the body are you getting? There's all kind of different proteins. You know, what is the liver doing? Is it inflamed? Oh, okay. Well, how can we deflame the liver? Is it possible? What makes it inflamed? How did it get here? You know, so all these different questions I begin to ask to try to unbox the problem, you know, like constantly. So, you know, so that's where everything started for me when it came to that space of my holistic journey. So when I noticed that after a year and a half, when the person that I was working with, they actually had hepatitis, and they were at category 5, which was one step away from category 6, which is cirrhosis of the liver. And I was able to, you know, that person was, you know, had, you, he went forward with it and say, I'm going to help you. I'm going to, you know, let you help me out. And they follow my regimen. And it wasn't like it was miraculous stuff. You know, it was just take this away from the diet. And when I noticed how that person was eating, I was able to say, okay, first of all, you're not supposed to combine this with that as food. You know, even though this seemed like a home cooked meal, you're not supposed to have this. You're not supposed to be eating, drinking this much, you know, of this. You're not supposed to be drinking this while you eat. You're not supposed to be having this much sugar in your body at one time. You're not supposed to be having all this starch. You're not supposed to be combining that and this on the same plate. And you, your stomach's not supposed to be bulging out. You know, it's just, it's so many things, especially when it comes to men. Men don't feel complete if their stomach is not sticking out after a meal. So, and it's like, you know, it's like this hefe mentality. So I'm like, you know, let me just, you know, try to help you. So I converted everything. And after a year, we took the lab work and seeing what the labs were saying. And a year and a half later, I began to tweak their foods, giving them certain smoothies that had certain things in it, giving them like it's simple little stuff like dandelion, milk thistle, you know, protein, good protein, you know, getting enough sun, turmerics and all this stuff that take inflammation out of the liver. And I wish I had more information at that time, but I was at the beginning stages of implementing my learning skills, whatever I learned. But I would have even went as far as saying, hey, let's clear the gallbladder up because, you know, all that stuff plays a part. You know, but I just started with that. And a year and a half later, I was able to help this person come from a category 5 to a category 1. So it showed me that people have the ability to take over and do things holistically, even when they're in a crucial state. You know, you just have to have the determination to do it. So that's what really brought me to that beginning space, just the inquisitive part about, what's this all about? And let me see if this really works. You know, is it really a tool? Is it really something that can, you know, so that's how I get to where I am right now.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Issa. You said so many things in that story that you told us. And I love that, you know, throughout your journey, you know, you took the time to really examine someone out of your, you know, curiosity and trying to help them find true help. You were able to take them from category 5 to 1. And so I guess my next question would be, how was that experience when seeing the transition from someone going through a stage 5 to 1? How did you feel in that moment knowing that your services, but really your attention to the proper diet or that particular health issue was effective?
When I noticed that can happen, I said, oh, we about to go help somebody else. So, I just continued to study. I was like, oh, okay, this stuff is effective. You know, it really does. You know, it really is a tool. It really does, affect people. You know, food is a real tool. It can hurt you or help you or hurt you, you know? So I just decided to just go deeper into my studies. And that was like the beginning of me, you know, really going further and further. And I think that was like year three year two of when I started studying the holistic realm.
So did you study to become a holistic mm-hmm. coach and a gut specialist at the same time, or was it?
No, I wasn't studying to help, to go out and actually help people. I really was studying to learn more. But I was just teaching people how to, you know, I was teaching people what they weren't privy to. It wasn't like I was pushing the situation. I wasn't pushing, you know, that I'm a coach. You know, I knew the more I was studying, I was realizing that I had so much more to study. So I never felt confident to go out there and just, you know, start pushing that envelope. But where it started was when I overcame my own issues. And then I said to myself, you know, I felt like an 80-year-old woman, you know, and that was years later, many years later when I started, you know, from when I started, you know, when I corrected my own issues, I was like 35. So when I started helping the first person and learning about this stuff, I was probably 25, something like that. So that it took a minute for me to actually go ahead and say, let me go ahead and start helping other people intentionally and placing myself out there as a actual coach, not a healer, but a coach, because I knew I had the potential to heal. And I was actually helping people do as such, but it was mainly just food, you know, like, did you know about this? Did you know that this cannot be da 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 da? You know, I was really collecting a lot of information, but it's when I implemented my learning with myself and I fixed every issue that I had, that's when I was able to say, you know what? Let me go ahead and start helping other people. And that was, you know, like I said, that was like about 5 years ago, you know, and then I just went in full fledged and say, let's go. Mm-hmm.
So when you speak of health issues that you had, you know, struggled with and overcoming them now, what would those health issues be? And what can women or individuals that experience the same health issue as you do to overcome that?
So I always talk about the gut. The gut is a big deal. It's to me, everybody say that, you know, in your cranial is where your first brain is. And I beg to differ, because when you eat foods, it doesn't go to the brain first. It goes to the stomach, you know, it goes to the mouth and it goes down the esophagus and it goes to the stomach, you know, then it churns and goes into the small intestines. And the small intestines is where it picks up everything. It's the real central system. If I really wanted to say so, I would say that's really where the nucleus is, because it tells whatever you ate, it tells it where to go. And people don't realize that. Not only do they not realize that, they don't understand that that's where the basis of holisticness comes from, because the gut is supplying the mind, the body, and the spirit. And that's what holistic is. You know, it's the mindset. So most people are running around trying to, you know, find God, find whatever it is that they're trying to find in the spiritual realm. They're trying to get closer. They're going to church, trying to figure out how they can do this. But a lot of times, you know, they're going there because there's something that's bothering them in the world today. And they are looking for, you know, they're seeking. They're in seek mode. And most of the time, the people don't realize the spirituality is within that gut. And I emphasize when people don't take care of that gut, they find problems everywhere. They find physical problems and mental problems, because the physical problems can bring on aches and pains and things like that. And along with the physical problem, now your mental is not tight, because you're dealing with the physical aches and pains, the mental distress, you're dealing with frustration everywhere. It comes from many different angles. It can come from being frustrated and agitated from the home, because you don't have the sound mindset to go ahead and be rational. And a lot of times people act out pretty strong because they're not rational, because they're agitated physically. You know, so I always direct people to focus on the gut first, because it's like the processing center. You know, it really is the CPU, you know, which is the central processing unit. You know, it tells everything where to go if it's depleted. So most of the time people go throughout their years, 30 years of their life, 20 years of their life, 50 years, 80 years of their life, never focusing on the gut. But they will focus on what the lab say. And the lab can say, hey, your kidneys are off. Hey, your liver is off, this, that, and the other. But they are jumping past the main thing that's basically saying this is why that is suffering. But they look to the symptomatic issue, which is that secondary issue, the offset, but they ignore the gut. The gut can be saying all kind of wicked things to you, but people are not listening to the gut. They don't know the language that the gut speaks. So when they do realize, hey, my stomach is hurting, I am constipated, what is that saying to me? But people are so conditioned. We, as people in America, we're so conditioned to being constipated. It's kind of like a thing. It's like, it's for men, it's the thing to be. They go, but they're not really going like they should. Because if they did, they wouldn't have so much accumulation, bulging stomach, you know, body fat around the gut and things like that. You know, so most of the time, you know, we're ignoring that part. So when you acknowledge that the gut needs to be detoxed, and they don't show us and tell us that the gut is one of the most important things in the body, then we overlook it. And then now we're trying to fix the pancreas, or we're trying to fix the liver, we're trying to fix the gallbladder. And 9 times out of 10, doctors want to pull everything out. You know, they don't say, well, hey, what's your diet like? You know, what have you been eating? You know, they would, before they ask those questions, they would say, you know, did your mom have these kind of issues? Did your grandfather have any of these issues? You know, they're skipping over the main thing. And the main thing is, what are you eating? Because what your mom had and your dad had and your grandparents had is the same thing that you've been eating, the conditional foods, the same foods, the traditional foods that's been passed down from mother to daughter, daughter to child. You see what I mean? So I always say, when was the last time you detoxed? When was the last time you had a gut? And many people always say, you know, I just had a detox, you know, and they get detox confused with a cleanse. You know, a detox is not like a 7-day thing. It's not a 3-day thing. It is a real system change. And sometimes that can take up to 2 months to recondition the whole system. You know, so that's why I really focus on.
You said that detoxing is an everyday process. It's not a once a month, every 6 months, once a year. And I'm really happy that you're educating us on that, because right now there's this trend, right? Oh, it's time for detox. So it's detox season, right? And I'm sure there's individuals that do it on a regular basis. But as you said, to really practice gut health is something that has to be done on an everyday basis. And I do agree with you that, you know, some of us nowadays, right? We don't really look up, like, how often am I using the bathroom? Because from my studies, what I learned while embarking to a lifestyle is that you're supposed to have bowel movements at least twice a day. that's an indication of mm-hmm. one's health. So even for me, mm-hmm. when I used to eat poorly before embarking holistic lifestyle and herbal medicine, once I got into the holistic lifestyle, I really saw the difference, as you said, right? My body mm-hmm. was at its most optimal health, active, very energetic, was able to conceive a child within 8 months. But prior to that, I struggled. Like, even being able to conceive, I struggled with even having regular bowel movements. Just, I can tell overall my body was deteriorating. And I'm very happy that eustress detoxing is a continuous process. It's not something that you do seasonally.
I talk to people who have issues with, fertility. And it's a few different things behind that. But just, the woman alone, the hormones can be off. It has a lot to do with that gut. The gut is telling everything to operate a special way, and if that gut is full of 20-year-old gunk, because it starts most of the time, it starts at age one. They can't wait to give us a cake. They can't wait to give us inflammatory sugars. They can't wait to give us the inflammatory ice cream. They can't wait to smush the baby's face into the little cake. And what happens when that baby get a whiff of that cake? It's like a crack baby. You can see their eyes get like, what's this? And they go into Cookie Monster mode and try to take it from them. It's on, and that's one of the things that I detest when it comes to parents giving babies this kind of stuff. This is why one of my focuses is on children because we are the reason why our children, the way they are today, are that their aging process is the way it is right now. We got to give them a head start. So we mess their gut up the minute they start eating table foods, and a lot of times the gut get messed up even in the womb, maybe not the gut, but the molecular structure can get messed up in the womb because of what the mother eats. She's passing that message over to the baby as a fetus, and curtailing the baby's DNA, to receive certain things or act a certain way. Be more estrogenated, not enough or whatever the case is. But even when they come out, latching onto the breast, are you giving this baby the strongest, are you giving the baby the strongest inoculation, or are you going to give a baby a synthetic feeding, lifestyle, which can be, from the Similac or the Infamils and things like that. And now you're really messing up the baby's gut lining, the stomach lining. All these things are being adjusted from the minute they come out of the stomach if they're not going the natural way. And then now they're continuing on this genetic curse, from the foods, from the tables, from the fetus, all this stuff. And that's why I always tell people, okay, it's never too late to correct the gut. It's never too late. You can always reverse it. You just got to detox. And I have, this saying where I say detox mode on always, because there's always different things in your body that can be detoxed. We have so many organs and glands that can be detoxed. But the first and foremost one has to be the gut, because if your gut is full of scum, such as a pipe, if you have a pipe and that pipe is 30 years old and you go try and live into a house and buy your house that you think is beautiful inside, but you look into that house's system, everything mimics the body. A house mimics the body. So you go into a house and you have this system. You got the kitchen, you got the bathroom, you got the living space where things are being replenished. You got the pipes. If those pipes are not clean, your whole system is going to be backed up. And they live into homes that have these old piping systems that has lots of calcium deposits in it. And then now they buy a brand new home, or a nice home that's gorgeous. And then now they have to spend about $30,000 on fixing the piping system. That's the same thing as the body. So it's like you're 30 years old and wondering why you got aches and pains, because you never corrected your system. You never detoxed your system. You never changed out those pipes. You never de-scummed your pipe. you know, and that comes with the you know, the villa, which are the straws that's hanging inside of the intestinal walls. So if you never pull that scum off, then how are you feeding your body? Your body is fed through the intestinal walls. So that's why I always say detox mode on, because if that is not cleaned off consistently, you're starving your body, you're starving your cells, you're starving your organs, you're starving your glands and everything else. And it's feeding off of scum.
Yeah, you definitely said it's addressing the root issue, right? Not just addressing the surface, because that's just addressing the symptoms, right? Meaning that it's continuously going to keep occurring. And it's very important that, you know, that you have emphasized that in this episode. So when pertaining to someone that's trying to begin their detox journey, but they just don't know how, right? What first step would you recommend to them to clean their system to aid with constipation or to aid with gut pain and so on?
Gut pain, most of the time, has a lot to do with constipation. And that can contribute to back pains, you know, where people are not tying that together. You know, they're like, my back and my disc is all, you know, jacked up and I need to see a chiropractor. No, you need to see the bathroom. So I always ask people, how much water are you drinking? Because that was one of my biggest issues. You know, even as a young girl, you know, I never drank enough water. I never knew that you're supposed to have a certain amount of water. And my mama was not the one to promote water. She would promote Coke, you know, she would promote coffee, you know, and she gave us coffee when we were younger. She, you know, she give her grandbabies Coca-Cola. Sorry, mom, it's true. And I even tell her, you know, I'd be like, yeah, so she's giving those kids. Even my niece, you know, my niece is in her 20s and she was giving my niece Coke, you know, and my niece today is still addicted to Coke. And I'm like, you know, but it just goes to show you how the condition is. So I always talk about water. How much water are you taking in? And people swear they're getting enough water in their system. And I'd be like, tell me. They say, well, I drink a lot of water. Like, heck yeah, I drink a lot of water. They'd be like, how much? And they'd be like, 3 bottles of this. And I'd be like, I start laughing because I'm like, that is not water. You know, that's barely scratching the surface. So if somebody really wants to get their gut going, water is important. Even if you do detox your gut, de-scum your gut, if you're not bringing in enough water, you're going to go right back to that scum situation, the dehydration, you're going to be, you know, constipated and all that stuff. So I always, you know, tell people, you know, well, these are some tips, you know, take your phone. If you're not used, some people say, I can't stand water. And it's like, how you can't stand something that your body is made up of? You know, you are made up of majority of water, you know? So it's just the fact that we've been conditioned, the sugars, the sugary drinks has made us want more and more of it. And people don't realize sugar dehydrates you. So when they're so addicted to the sugars, they want more hydration, but they're going to the wrong source. And the more they drink, the more they get dehydrated, because they don't realize that sugar is a crystal, a dehydrated crystal from a sugar cane. And so when you consume that, or it's going into the body, it's going and saying, I want to become whole again. So when it goes into you, it knows that you have a lot of water the minute it comes into you, because the minute it hit the mouth, there's water in your mouth. So it begins to dissolve. But as it's dissolving, it's becoming whole again, reverting to its sugar cane. Its sugar cane has a lot of water in it. So it melts and goes into that. But as it's melting, it's sucking the water out of you. So the more you drink, the more you eat dehydrated foods, it's going to continue to suck water. So if you drink a lot of drinks, or if you eat a lot of pastas, or you eat chips, or you eat a lot of breads, if you're not eating whole foods, you're stealing from your body, and you're also stealing from your bones. It's making your body more acidic, because the body is trying to rob the bones of nutrients, where it's holding all this balance, this nutritional balance. So the more you drink, the more bad stuff you drink, or the more fat sugars or sugars, period, that you drink is going to keep robbing the body. So I always say drink more, you know, even if it's a dehydrated fruit, you know, you're still eating something that's been robbed of its water. And when it goes into you, it wants to suck the water out of you to become whole again. That's why they say eat whole foods. So you can put the water in you as you get the fibers and it doesn't take water from you. So I tell them to, you know, check up on your water. How much water are you drinking? If you're not quite sure how much you're supposed to be taking in, then go to, you know, there's an app that says that helps you understand how much water you're supposed to be drinking in. Well, actually, there's an app. So you can go on Google and Google what, you know, you plug in your age, you plug in your weight, and how athletic are you. If you're not that athletic, then it tells you this is how much water you're supposed to be drinking. And from there, there's an app that you can go onto your smartphones and pull up water calculators, and it'll, you plug in that information to help you stay on top of if you're drinking your water on a daily. So for people who do have the app, they may say, you know what, I forgot to drink the water. Then I encourage them to set a timer, you know, set your timer and keep a track on how often you're taking in water. And eventually your body's going to start craving for the water versus the sugars. If you keep drinking it consistently, and the next thing you know, you're like, hey, and I never did like water. And, you know, so then once I get them to, like, you know, start drinking enough water in it, putting enough water in the system, I also encourage them to go in with the de-scumming, you know, system. You know, I never really detoxed until I had my own health issues. And I ran to, you know, my holistic mindset to help myself, since I understood what the diagnosis was for myself, because the doctors didn't give me a diagnosis. It just took my mindset to come through with it. And I realized it was inflammation. So I began to go in and take the inflammation out of my gut. And then I began to heal. So I didn't know that a detox was possible until I started with my own system, my product that I have, and realized that detoxing the gut was where it was. That was the reason why, you know, all my other issues was having a problem. So the more I would drink, I noticed that my body was flushing. I noticed my skin getting better. I noticed my weight started decreasing. I noticed that my sinuses had cleared up. I noticed that I was breathing better. I noticed that I had less pains in my joints. Stiffness was leaving. I was like a brand new person, literally. And I understood that the gut was the problem. So with people, you know, there's companies out there that do have detoxes, but I haven't studied theirs because I had no reason to. But I don't know if they are as powerful as the one that I have. But if there are people that do know of a good detox, my first mindset would be like this. If you are not craving anything after this detox and you're flushing your system and everything start clearing up, that's a good detox. So do that for 2 months if it's healthy enough. If it's saying that you shouldn't do it past this amount of time, then it's not a detox. It's just a cleanse, because your body is supposed to be able to do a gentle cleanse and be able to withstand that for up to 2 months if you needed to, as long as you have enough water in your system, because it will flush you out. You know, it will take all the toxins out properly. So that's how I tell people to go about their detox journey. And a lot of people ask, you know, well, you know, they get intimidated with that. You know, do I have to change my eating habits? This, that, and the other. You know, some people get intimidated behind it and say, you know, it stops them from doing so. With my system, I tell people, no, you don't have to change your eating habits. Just keep drinking a product and then it'll keep flushing you out naturally. The things that you've been experienced before typically subsides. And that's how you know. It will not make you want to have any sugars anymore. It will not make you want to. You'll start mentally saying to yourself, oh, I don't want to mess this up. And that's where a mental mindset comes in, because now your mind had been adjusted because the gut is loosened from all the inflammatory stuff. And people don't realize that the pineal gland is in the gut. is inside of the small intestines. And that's what make a person more logical. That's what make a person say, you know what? I don't want to do this no more. I think I want to look for another, you know, way of eating, because I feel good. I feel clean. I feel, you know, more enlightened spiritually. I don't want to do that dirty stuff anymore. And they don't realize that they just took all the sugar monsters, the sugar demons out of the body. And now they're back to their normal way of thinking, which they probably hadn't seen in ages, you know. Yeah.
Detoxifying the body. When you start living in a more holistic lifestyle, your mind awakens, right? So for me, my mind awakens.
Because the pineal gland is in there.
I feel whole inside. I feel healthy. But then my mind started getting louder, right? So when I would go out and pick food, even when I'm not making the food, I'll look at the bad food and I'll look at the good food, and my mind will be like, go over there.
Bad part.
So your mind becomes spoken, right? And it's like, no, this is what I'm
aware.
This is what's best for you. Mm-hmm. And really, like as you said, it really goes back to addiction, right?
And that's how you know.
Foods that, are easy to attain from stores, right? Judges are convenient for us nowadays. They contain a lot of sugar, a lot of sodium, a lot of hormones inside of them, and it's really impacting our health. And at the same time, you know, we're guilty and we're not guilty of that, right? Because we live in a society where everything's accessible to us. And it's really hard sometimes to just stay disciplined, stay strict with our diets or lifestyle or health. And
And it's hard. It's hard. You know, as a holistic coach, I don't blame the people that I work with. I don't blame people. I blame the producers. You know, I blame the FDA because they understand this. And maybe they don't, you know, but you can, and they do, because they know that sugar is an addictive. They correlate it with cocaine and you know, crack, you know, so you know. And if they didn't know, then why do they put it on a potato chip? What's the purpose of you putting sugar in a potato chip? Because they know you're going to come back, because it is an addictive. And also salt and sugar are the addictors, and they put it on everything because it's the very thing that make you lick your fingers.
When you're done.
Why would you lick your fingers? Because you're addicted to what's left. You want the rest of it. You want as much as you can have. And there's no cutoff point if you're not able to shut it down. You know, it's just messing with the mindset. So I don't blame them. What I do is I try to educate them on what's going on, so you have some sort of awakening, and then you can take it from there. Now, once you know, then I can blame you, because you've been awakened. You've been told enough information to go ahead and say, you know what? I see that, you know, but sometimes I remember when I was in that space, you know, I mean, the crap that was attached to my gut, it was like a GPS system for me. It was when I would go to the car, get out the car and go to the store, I can be going in a totally different direction. But the minute I go into the store, my gut would start saying, turn left, turn right, go down aisle over here. You know what's over there. Go get it. You know, and it's because there's a communication from your gut to your eyes to what is on the outside. And it understands that there's a family affair going on here. And we know where we're going because we use your eyes to give us information, because we have family members in your gut. And we want to make sure that you go out and get the rest of our family members so we can continue to have a party and we can multiply. So every time when you pass McDonald's, that's why kids freak out when they see McDonald's. It's not the fact that they want McDonald's. It's the connection. That's why they have certain colors. They do all these different things. They put all this, you don't need, when you're at home, you're not frying chip like your potatoes with all that craziness on it. It's the chemicals. And the kids are subjected to that. So they have to be detoxed. Everybody have to pull those chemicals out. That's why it's important to detox any kind of time you can, any kind of way you can. Even if you have a little of something, you still shouldn't feel like I got to have more. If you have some, you know, it's like, let's just say for like to say if you decided to make a piece of cake or have a piece of cake, you still should be able to say, you know what, I had enough, I'm good. You know, versus saying, let me go get another piece. Let me go get another piece. If you're constantly saying, let me go get another piece, if you're going to the store to go get another piece, you have a chemical problem. And it's not the person's problem. It's what's in the gut that's causing this problem. And they need to get rid of the sugar monsters. That's basically how they get it.
Definitely beyond us at some point when it's constantly being pushed on us.
It is.
At a state where we are awakened, then it is definitely our point to take accountability for the way we are consuming things and putting into our body. So for those of us that would love to purchase any of your products, whether it's your detoxing juices or anything that you provide, how do we go about that? Do you have those products for us to obtain?
Yeah, they can go on to mydetoxer.com. That's mydetoxer.com, and you can look under the menu bar where it says gut specialist or gut help and gut support. And then I also, you know, have different areas where people can, you know, sign up and get coaching, or they can sign up for newsletters. And you know, I'm putting information out there, especially on my Instagram page. You follow my Instagram page, so I'll be putting a lot of little info out there, which I love to do. Anything that I find that's intriguing, you know, or things that pop up. I have so much going on in my head, so I'm like, let me catch this, you know, let me do a quick live, you know, sprinkle a little information on people. But you can find all those type of social medias on the website too.
Can you let our audience know how they can reach you on your social media?
It is under meaningful_holistic. And then I have another one that is religion_of_health. And you can also find that on Facebook, Religion of Health. For my clients, I have a group that is called Going Holistic? So I normally share that with my clients who I work with, because they have access to me to be able to ask questions. And what I would do is I would share the information with the whole group so everybody can benefit from those questions. You know, so you can, you know, request that to join a group over there. This is like a special share, you know. And I'm also on YouTube, where I do have a special skill in the kitchen as a native. So I do share different recipes, meal ideas, because I know that meals are very important. And if you don't understand how to combine those meals, then you will suffer with gut issues, digestive issues from the stomach, you know, being canceled out by the way we cross our foods, because we're not supposed to combine certain foods together. And this is where the beginning of the gut issues start in the stomach, you know, slow breaking down of things and, you know, things not being excreted properly. And, you know, it's a mess. It starts in the brain and the mouth, and then it goes to the, so you know, on my YouTube channel, it's Alchemy with a Set. It used to be Kitchen Alchemy with a Set, but I didn't want to focus it on kitchen, because I kind of like share a lot of different things. But
thank you so much.
That's where you can find me.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly love learning a lot from you and getting to know you. And I'm sure that I've learned a lot about gut health today, but especially just holistic lifestyles and the importance of what we are putting into our body and how it really depicts our lifestyle. So thank you, everyone, for joining us on today's podcast. As I always say, this podcast is possible because of your support. So we ask that you continue to share this episode with family and friends so that we can allow all of our guests to continue to share their stories and provide these resources to you. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining us again. And we look forward to speaking with you on our next episode. Thank you so much, Aset, for being here. Bye, everyone.